Welcome to the New York 2009 Operational Scoring for English Language Arts. My name is Nihal Navidar, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 21 found in Grade 3, Book 1 of the January 2009 New York State English Language Arts Test. First, please find the story, Harold's 100 Days of School, on page 1 of the Scorer Training Materials book for Grade 3. Now take a moment to read the story and then resume the audio file. When you return, we will look at the rubric for this question, review the scores assigned to the anchor papers, and determine why the papers were scored the way they were by a range-finding committee composed of New York State educators. Please pause the audio file now. If you turn to page 3, you will find the reading rubric key points for this question. I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guide. Mark up the material in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use your notes throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scoring training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Now, also on this page, you should see the question or prompt and some possible responses. At the bottom of the page is the actual rubric you will use to determine and award the score points. Question 21 asks, what idea does Harold finally choose for Hundreds Day? How does he take his idea to school? Use details from the story in your answer. Please note that there are two very specific questions. The two questions will help students to structure their responses. To fully answer question 21, the student is required to provide more than one detail from the story. The actual answers to the questions of Harold's final choice and how he takes it to school can be found on the second page of the story. First, let's look at our possible exemplary responses for Harold's final idea. The first exemplary response is to take 100 ideas to school. Note that 100 is singular and ideas is plural. Ideas must be plural in order for the student to receive credit. If both hundreds and ideas are plural, the response will receive full credit. Okay, let's take a look at some other possible responses. If a response includes the words hundred idea or hundreds idea, the student will receive credit. Full credit will also be given for 100 ideas, 100 things, or 100 words. All of these are acceptable as long as they include 100 along with ideas, things, or words in their plural forms. In this next section, we will look at the possible exemplary responses for how Harold takes his idea to school. Our first response is he carries it to school in a bag. Please note that in this response, we have determined 3 different acceptable ways for how he takes his idea to school. They are 1, on an old shirt, 2, he carries it, or 3, in a bag or backpack. Most students include a combination of these choices in their responses, but if only one is included, it is enough to receive full credit. It is important for all scorers to be clear on the scoring philosophy of how a student may receive full credit for their answers. For example, if a student includes both answers on just one of the answer lines, full credit will still be awarded. The lines are included to help the students respond to both parts of the concept concerning Harold's final idea and how it was brought to school. Also, if a student happens to reverse the answers on the response lines, full credit will still be awarded. Once again, the lines are not of importance. Importance is placed on whether the student has comprehended the story that was read. In some cases, extraneous information from the story should be ignored. For example, many students tell us about the other items, like cereal, rocks, and stickers that Harold considers before he makes his final decision. But they then continue on to fully and accurately answer the questions. Therefore, they will receive full credit. If a student includes 2 correct answers, but also includes extraneous information that is inaccurate, the score will not be affected. For example, if the student answers the first question with, Harold's idea is to write 100 ideas on a t-shirt and carries it to school, and then answers the second question with, he wears it. The first sentence has 2 correct answers, 100 ideas on a t-shirt, for the final idea and carries it to school for how. This combination alone for the first answer receives full credit. The student's second answer, he wears it, is incorrect. According to the story, after Harold gets to school, he pulls his shirt out of his bag and then puts it on. Although he wears it is inaccurate, the score is not affected. We will go over similar responses and how to handle them when we look at the actual training papers. For now, please read through the entire rubric section at the bottom of the page, and I will talk us through the most important points. A score point 2 response is accurate and complete. Both parts of the question are answered, and the information is clearly text-based. A score point 1 response includes some correct information. Some of the support and/or examples may be incomplete or omitted. A score point 0 response is inaccurate, confused, or irrelevant. The student fails to respond to the task with text-based information that demonstrates full comprehension of the story. Be careful when you are scoring a response in which the student uses life experience to answer all or part of a question. This often shows that the student has not read and understood the text. While answers not indicated in the scoring material may be suitable answers, they must contain text-based details that come under the category of other relevant response. Examples are as follows. Harold took his idea to school on the bus. The student may ride a bus to school, but we do not know how Harold gets to school. This is a type of response that is not based on information in the story and therefore is not considered correct. A response that includes two accurate text-based answers that are not listed in the scoring guide should receive full credit. An acceptable extension or connection beyond the text would be using the words book bag or backpack instead of bag. Please make a note of the possible score of condition code A. This means the student was present for the test session but did not write any response in the answer space. They left it totally blank. The State Education Department has determined that an erasure is considered a blank, even if you can read it. Now we will move on to the anchor papers. These are sample papers that demonstrate the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The anchor papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Please turn to page 4. Here we find the first anchor paper. It is a score point 2. This student says Harold's final idea is to get an old rag shirt and write 100 things on it, and he takes his idea to school in his backpack. Both answers are correct. On the next page is the score point 1 paper. The answer for how Harold takes his idea to school, puts it in a bag, is correct, but the answer for Harold's final idea, to color, is incorrect. The response needs to include 100 ideas, things, or items in order to receive full credit. The last anchor paper is a score point 0. The student includes some information from the story, but the first answer, 100 rocks, is not Harold's final idea, and the second answer, in his pockets, is not how Harold takes his idea to school. Please take a moment to review these three papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. In the next section of your scoring guide is the practice set, which begins on page 8. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 10 papers in the practice set, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric, the anchor papers, and the scoring philosophy we previously discussed. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the practice set. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's look at the practice papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set for this question is practice set 1. The student says that Harold's final idea is to show his idea to people, but this is too general. However, the student gives a correct answer for how Harold takes his idea to school. He puts them on his shirt. This response earns a score of 1. Next, we have practice set 2. The student correctly says that Harold's final idea is a list with 100 ideas, and he takes his idea to school in his backpack. Remember that backpack is an acceptable version of bag. Also note that the first answer is to make a list with 100 ideas and wear it. In the story, Harold plans to wear the t-shirt at his school party, so wear it is not incorrect and is ignored. However, he wears it to school would be incorrect. This response earns a score of 2. Let's move on to practice set 3. The answer for Harold's final idea, writing 100 ideas on the shirt, is correct, but the second answer is not. Harold does not wear his shirt to school. He carries it to school in a bag. This response then only receives a score of 1. Next is practice set 4. Although the information that relates to the first question gives Harold's other ideas, it is not Harold's final idea. The student answers both questions accurately on the second set of lines by saying, Harold takes his ideas to school by writing 100 ideas on a shirt. Please note that this is an unusual paper. Usually when a student writes cereal, necklace, rocks, and/or stickers for the first question, it is inaccurate because these things are not the final idea. However, in this response, the student is building up to the final answer because the student correctly gives the final idea and how it was taken to school. Therefore, this response earns a score of 2. Now let's review practice set 5. This response is incorrect. Although 100 stickers is one of Harold's ideas, it is not his final idea, and it therefore receives no credit. The answer for how Harold takes his idea to school, by taking his calendar, is also incorrect and indicates some confusion. This response receives a score of 0. Let's move on to practice set 6. The student says that Harold's final idea is to write 100 ideas on a shirt, and he takes his idea to school on a shirt. Both answers are correct. Note that the response includes on a shirt with both questions, but since it is accurate information, it is irrelevant that it's repeated. Please also note that in responses like this, the student can leave the second question lines blank and still receive full credit, because both questions are answered in one sentence on the first line. This response then earns a score of 2. Next is practice set 7. The answer for Harold's final idea, bring 100 ideas, is correct, but the second answer, puts it on a list, is too general. Making a list is part of Harold's final idea, but it is not how he takes his idea to school. Please note that the final idea must include the concept of 100 ideas to receive full credit. Also remember that the answer for how Harold takes his idea to school must include one of the following 3 concepts to receive full credit: on a t-shirt, in a bag, book bag, backpack, or by carrying it. This practice set does not include any of those details, so it only receives a score of 1. Let's review practice set 8. Both of these answers are incorrect. Neither rocks nor stickers are Harold's final idea, and Harold does not wear his final idea to school. He carries it to school in his bag. Therefore, this response receives a score of 0. Next, we have practice set 9. The answer for Harold's final idea, to bring a shirt to school, is too general. But the answer for how he takes his idea to school, in his backpack, is correct. Remember that the final idea must include the concept of 100 ideas to receive full credit. This response earns a score of 1. Our final practice set paper is practice set 10. The answers for Harold's final idea, he had 100 days, and for how he takes his idea to school, he had 100 idea, are both incorrect and indicate that the student did not understand the question. 100 idea means only one idea and is therefore not accurate. In order to receive credit, the answer needs to be 100 ideas. This response, however, is incorrect and receives a score of 0. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please call the New York Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Once you are comfortable with how these papers are scored, we recommend you begin the consistency assurance set. This will give you an additional set of 10 papers to score, which will provide further training and clarification. Scoring these correctly, or understanding why a paper might be subject to misscoring, will assure that scorers fully understand the rubric for question 21 and can accurately assign scores to the student papers. Okay, the scoring leader can now pass out the Consistency Assurance Set Scorer Training Materials book. A blank answer sheet can be found at the end of each book. You may now score these responses and, on completion, compare your scores to the scores assigned in the scoring leader book. The scoring leader can clarify why these responses earned the scores they received and clear up any other concerns. Once you start scoring, the table facilitator and scoring leader can address any additional or unusual responses based on his or her experience and training. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.